Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
No, she was never okay. Hey, it's Puck and the Go-To Guy. We are live here at Jefferson Park Golf Course. It is our SAG Golf Tour. We're taking it on the road. It's the Seattle Affordable Golf Day. It's Puck. It's the Go-To Guy. No Christopher Anthony Kidd. That guy is, he's not even on his way to Vegas. He's taken today off to pack to go to Vegas tomorrow. So we got Jacob Stevenson, who is back at the studios right now. All brought to you by Redbox, the smarter way to watch and play. The good news for us, Jacob's a Coug. So we've gone from one Coug to another Coug. But a Coug with a, you know, a work ethic, Jim.
Yeah, I don't understand Chris Kidd and how it takes him so long to pack. I typically have a little Cougar bag that I throw stuff in
odd
5 minutes before I hit the road or go to the airport.
It is very odd that you need to take a day off to pack. So we're here at Jefferson Park Golf Course all day. It's our SAG tour, our arrival to the LIV tour, and really the same type of purses that we hand out. Seattle Affordable Golf Day. And so all around the Seattle courses, if you haven't made a tee time yet, you can go to premiergc.com and go to those fine courses around the area and get a tee time after 11 o'clock, and these are the prices you're going to pay. You're going to pay for the prices of the year that the course opened up. Jefferson Park Golf Course, $19.15. Jackson Park Golf Course is $19.30. West Seattle is $19.40. If you're going to go to Intermay today, a free top tracer after 11 o'clock. And again, all these specials happening after 11 o'clock. So go to premiergc.com. They've got closest to the pin contest at all four courses, food and beverage specials at all four courses. And you know what you can try today? Because here at Jefferson Park, I told you the home of the greatest hot dog in all the world.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a Seattle dog today.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try one.
But they're mixing up like chopped onions inside the cream cheese with a short rib.
Wait a minute, with a short rib too?
They're chopping up a short rib and making like an aioli.
Okay.
Cream cheese and spreading that on the hot dog. So we're going to be in hog heaven here a little bit later today.
Yeah.
Sucking down one of those. We're going to promote affordable golf all day long here. Top tracer available at all of the locations, Intermay, Jackson, and Jefferson. And so get on out here and sign up right now today. Go to premiergc.com. All right. So headlines brought to you here by VenueKings.com. And what are the headlines here today in the world of sports? Well, it is the Major League Baseball trade deadline. And just a wowzer of a deal that was just went down probably about 45 minutes ago. The San Diego Padres have acquired Juan Soto for just a package of players, including Mackenzie Gore, C.J. Abrams. You got Hassel, Wood, and Susanna. These guys are all going to the Washington Nationals. It's a huge deal going that way. In return, San Diego gets Juan Soto and first baseman Josh Bell. The Mariners, at the latest check, yet to do anything. Deadline, though, we're still, 5 hours away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline, so the Mariners can still pull something off. And I don't know.
Let me ask you something. So you, I imagine, knowing you as I do, working with you now for, 10 months. Okay, I think you probably already assessed whether the Mariners could have pulled off the same deal based on what the Padres gave the Nationals for Juan Soto. Am I correct?
No, I mean, I don't know what the Nationals viewed their prospects coming back. The Mariners don't have a C.J. Abrams. You know, that's one of the headliners that went back to him. Abrams is up with the team right now. He's a 2019 first-round pick. He's hitting 232 right now, two home runs and 11 RBIs. He was rated the 10th best prospect in baseball before the season. They don't have that guy.
So. Okay, well, maybe that was a deal breaker then for the Nationals. Yeah. But still, when you look at what they gave up for Castillo, if they'd thrown in Kirby or Gilbert, well, it seems like it would have come pretty close to what the package was.
Well,
that
depending,
the Padres offered.
I mean, the Susanna guy's their 14th best prospect in their organization. Now, Wood, people think Wood's a stud and he'll be great. He's their third overall prospect. He's the 88th ranked prospect in baseball. Okay, Ford, their catcher for the Mariners, is the 66th ranked prospect. Arroyo, who they just traded to the Reds, is the 92nd overall prospect, according to MLB.com. Now, people dispute and have their difference of opinions with Nouvelle Marte, who was traded to the Reds. He was their number one prospect for the Mariners. He is rated the 17th best overall prospect by MLB.com. So that would trump Hassel, because Hassel's the 21st ranked overall prospect. Arroyo would be on par with Wood. I haven't seen these guys play. I'm just telling you what MLB.com
right.
is saying.
Right.
And Ford would trump, Susanna and Wood. And Hassel. Well, not Hassel. Could you have traded the Padres? Could you have traded the Nationals and just see what they would have said if it was Marte, Arroyo? Would they trade Stoud?
And then more.
You threw in Ford? And then Gilbert and or Kirby, would they have gone for that? I don't know.
Well, it seems like it.
Was that even offered?
Well, and then, no clue. How did Josh Bell end up into that too?
Maybe
it seems like if you didn't have Josh Bell included in that would have been more than enough to get their attention.
I don't know why he was involved in it. No clue. But the thing with Bell is, look what you're getting with him. You're just not getting Cano. You're getting a great first baseman, and Josh Bell could hit the hell out of the ball.
301, 14 home runs, 57 runs batted
it's
in.
Maybe they always wanted to get rid of Bell, and maybe that was part of it. But could the Mariners have said, we don't need Bell, we just want Juan Soto, and then the package that we gave you would have been good? But I don't know. I think what it says, though, at least a little bit to me, is if that was the package for Soto, they overpaid for Castillo.
Yeah, I think there's some thought, quite a bit of thought going that they did already before even the Soto deal
true.
Today.
Absolutely. And I think when you see what the Yankees had to give up to get Frankie Montas, and again, it's not to be disappointing, Luis Castillo. There's not a Mariner fan that's disappointed that they got Luis Castillo. No one. No one is. You're not. I'm not. There, and not a listener right now says, wish we wouldn't have done that deal.
Yeah, especially in light of Marco's start yesterday.
Well, that, but it's. Did you see that there was a report the Phillies were checking in on Marco last night?
Were they?
The Phillies were.
To see if he was feeling okay? Or
just to trade for him. They were going to acquire. Yeah. How are you feeling, sir?
How do you feel after giving up three home runs in a game
and
for the third time this year?
They did their due. I guess traction never got anywhere. On that deal. Now, the Mariners can still do something. Maybe they can still, throw out, a guy, I don't know, whoever, but maybe it's Kirby or Gilbert. I have no idea.
I think you're right. I think we both looked at it, or a lot of Mariner fans, too. You looked at it after they got Castillo, and you saw the package, and the package was pretty similar to what Jim Bowden was telling us last Friday when we had him on the air, that you could have gotten their attention with Soto, with just one more player than what they gave up for Castillo.
I disagree and I heard the guys in the morning talking about it with Chuck and Buck. I will disagree with this. They were never going to be all in on Soto because they're not in a position to be all in. I disagree with that. Why are they not all in right now? Why shouldn't they be all in right now? They should be all in right now. It's 40 years of not being all in. It's 21 years of not being all in.
What was their reason for not being all in?
That they're just not in their financial place to be all in. They're just not in the position right now like San Diego is to win right now. I don't want to put words in their mouth, but I think that's the gist of it. Based on because of what San Diego has spent
on
their
payroll. So they're going to be content just to make the playoffs?
I don't think that's what they're saying, content to make the playoffs, but I interpreted it that way, and I don't.
I'm saying the Mariners now are just content to make the playoffs.
Well, they shouldn't be.
No, I know they
shouldn't just be content to make the playoffs. It shouldn't just be like, I'm not going to hang a banner if they make the playoffs.
What's crazy to me is
they should make the playoffs and say to themselves, we have a legitimate shot if we would have added someone that maybe we've got a run at this thing.
Well, I think they have a chance at making a run with Castillo when you add that to your rotation. I mean, if you have three frontline starters going in a short series or even a seven-game series, yeah, I mean, that's what you need. You need three aces to,
I understand that,
to
but
keep going. And I understand what you're saying, too. Because
score runs.
Right. The lineup is definitely challenged.
Look at this lineup right now. And I know that they're decimated by injuries. I get that. You know, the injuries, it came at the worst possible time with the teams that they're playing. But, I mean, they put a lineup out there last night that had three guys hitting under 200.
Yeah.
Three of them. Their best hitter in that lineup last night was J.P. Crawford at 262. Yeah.
Well,
that's just, you know, again, injuries mount up, and that's a problem. And there's nothing they can do about that. They can't change that Julio got hit on the wrist, and they can't change the fact that, you know, when Ty France is making a play that he injures his wrist. That's part of the game. It's part of sports. It happens. But you know, this is their number one issue. Right now, the number one issue is this offense. And, you know, I just, you know.
Do you think they'll do something in the next 5 hours?
Well, I hope so. They have to. I don't know. Why. I can't answer that. You can't answer it. No one can answer that. Will they do something? I don't know. But they have to. And if we're sitting here tomorrow at this time and they don't do anything to address the offense, then I think this has been a failure.
Hmm. I wouldn't call it a failure. But based on his comments after the Castillo deal, Jerry DePoto, it sounds like he's, you know, they're really banking on Haniger to come back and be that addition.
It's just a scary proposition, man. You cannot bank on him. Even though you want to, even though he's got a great track record, I just don't know how.
I mean, how long is it going to take him to be Mitch Haniger? That's the thing, too. A week? 2 weeks? Or is he going to just be gangbusters from the get-go? I wouldn't think from the get-go he would be, but, you know, we'll see. I mean, I'm looking forward. Well, everybody's looking forward to Haniger coming back. But it's just, I mean, Puck, you look at this now, and so you got the Padres. You add them to the super team list of the Yankees, Astros, and Dodgers. And so, and I, you know, sorry for doing the horse racing thing a lot. But,
no,
I mean,
good.
The Mariners are great when they're in a claiming race, you know, against these other teams that are subpar or equally talented to them. But when you get in an allowance race or the Kentucky Derby like these other four teams, I mean, they're going to be way up the track the way it is right now, even with Castillo.
But then
what kills me, like the Yankees and the Astros, if I'm a Yankee or an Astros fan, I'm sitting there going, hey, we're good as it is right now. And look what they added. I mean, they got Montas and Trevino. The Yankees did, and then the Astros added Trey Mancini.
And Vasquez and Will
and
Smith.
And Vasquez, yeah. And then they got Will Smith, yeah. So, I don't know. I'm with you, though. You got to hope to see that you're going to get one more bat in that lineup. Somebody. I mean, there's all kinds of names out there, but.
Well, and then I think the problem, too, is that with them even looking forward, this is why I think I just disagree with the sentiment that they shouldn't be all in right now, that they're not in a position to be. There are no position players that are here next year in this organization, not even in 2 years and not even in 3 years.
Well, what does it take to be all in?
So I would disagree with the sentiment. They should be all in right now. Right now, this is their window, because the core that they're going to win, if they're going to win a championship with, is right now on that field. Because the core is Gilbert and Kirby and Julio and Cal Raleigh and Crawford and that's the core.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's not Edwin Arroyo. He's 18 years old. When is he going to be up here? 23? That's 5 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Before, I mean, what's the best case scenario for him? Harry Ford, he's at single A.
Well, I mean, DePoto rolled the dice with getting Castillo. He got the number one starter on the market, and so now he needs to keep rolling the damn dice there at the Crabs table. We'll see if he does. I think he's going to do something in the next 4.5 hours.
Well, he certainly has time, and one thing about him is that he loves being active, and I'm not doubting that he's not picking up the phone line and trying to call every, you know, available team that he possibly can. I mean, he knows that. He knows what his issues are. I would think that. But it is alarming to hear that when he's done, you know, after the trade, going on several shows, and then echoing what we talked about for the last month, was you cannot just sit there and go, well, we think, because I heard Angie Mentink say it today. And I don't think Angie was in Angie's opinion when she was on with Chuck and Buck. I think she was thinking what his thinking is. And I think that is, you are taking a massive risk by just thinking you're going to get your trade acquisition at the deadline is Mitch Haniger. Because if he just does not have a track record of staying healthy. He just doesn't.
Well, and they've got, what, 60 games left? And you bring Mitch Haniger back, and you just hope that he'll be the guy that he was last year. But it's one of those things where it's based more on ifs and hopes and not the reality of him being an injury-prone player. So we'll see, Puck. I mean, there's a lot of names out there, and I'm sure he's working frantically to try and add somebody to this lineup.
Well, sure. I think the core of my issue is just reading his comments in the last few days. I don't think he was all both feet in on Soto. And I think he should have been both feet in on Soto. I think he had one kind of foot in, but really that other foot was deep down in the pool, and that was Luis Castillo, because he had coveted Luis Castillo back since November. And I think he wanted to get that Luis Castillo from the second the deadline started was his number one target. I, as a fan, wish his number one target was Soto. To see him paired up with Julio Rodriguez for the next few years, and God, who knows if you could have ended up, you know, getting him to sign. I don't know.
I mean, isn't Soto the best-looking girl in the bar? I mean,
yeah, and how many times? And how many times did you ever get the best-looking girl in the bar? I'll tell you, I got it once.
It's like, I mean, you look at Castillo and you're going, yeah, okay, all right, well, that's pretty good over there too. But
yeah,
I mean,
I'll take care. I kind of Tracy at the bar.
I kind of tend to think you're right on that, especially when you look at what he gave up to get Castillo. I mean, I bet you the Reds were somewhat floored by that offer, and yet, in DePoto's defense, 11 other teams were said to be pursuing Castillo. So
absolutely,
what if you're not going to have Castillo pitching tomorrow against Gerrit Cole for the Mariners if you didn't go as far as Jerry did with that offer?
And if you end up locking him up for the next few years, you give him an extension, then you have the ability to say to yourself that we've got him locked up. We control Kirby. We control Gilbert, who look to be stars, have the potential to be stars, and both have potential to be number one aces of your organization. I mean, Gilbert's, even though his innings are mounting, he's having a fabulous season.
Mm-hmm.
What is he, 10-4?
Oh, he's been great.
With a 2-something ERA? I mean, he's been unbelievable. Kirby has shown flashes of absolute dominance at times. Dominance. So you have those three, and then, I don't know, you signed a guy who was a Cy Young Award winner last year who, if you just take out the Astros games.
Take out the Astros games. And then,
and then the first part of the season.
The one inning.
And then when he didn't play in Toronto, he's looked pretty good. Oh, and by the
way, he had seven games in a row.
By the way, we've answered the Castillo question. We should have known this yesterday. He's vaccinated because he pitched in Toronto.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, earlier this year.
Okay.
We should have looked at his game logs yesterday.
Well, good job.
Yeah. Well, that's what I should have done.
Well, we were busy doing other stuff.
We can't do everything for you people.
Yeah.
You guys, maybe.
Why didn't someone text in and tell us that?
Yeah, I don't know. You text in everything else to complain about the show. How about text in that?
Are you starting to get worried a little bit about, okay, I was looking at the wild card
how they
standings.
Are? Yeah.
I mean, they're, okay, 55 and 49.
Sure.
Cleveland, a lot of people talking about the Guardians. I still hate calling them the Guardians,
yeah,
by the way.
Cleveland's a good team.
No, I know. Cleveland's sitting there. I mean, they might be tied for the third wild card spot
they're
if the Mariners lose today
them.
And win, and Cleveland wins.
Can I tell you something secretly? I kind of want the last wild card spot.
You want the last? Oh, yeah. To face the Twins?
Yeah.
Because the Twins will be.
I don't want any business. I don't want anything with the Blue Jays.
Nothing, because you don't like the idea of all their fans coming in case.
Well, I don't like the
idea. The Mariners are number four team.
I don't like the idea of that. And then number two, I don't like the idea of the fifth one. And then where do we sit with the Rays situation? So I mean, I think the best path would be to have the six. And I know you don't get any home games, but whatever, you play the Twins, and they can handle the Twins.
They can handle the Twins,
but they got to get there first. And right now, I mean, they're tied with Tampa Bay and. And you know Tampa Bay. I mean, they just, it seems like you never heard of the guys they bring up through their system, and all of a sudden the guy comes up here in about next month, and oh my God, this is the best player I've ever seen. They're such a great organization because they're winners. They've won. They just keep winning. They have a winning attitude about them. So they know what it's like at this time of year. That's one thing that's going to be.
That's so crazy. Isn't it crazy how good they've been consistently over the years, especially with where they play and the number of fans they attract?
And then, you know, this is one thing with the Mariners. They're in an unfamiliar position right now. All these guys on this team. Unfamiliar. They've never been here before. Not right now. I don't know how they're going to react.
Well, they got a taste of it last year.
towards the end of the season would last like, you know, 3 weeks. Yeah. But they're in it now from the get-go. And that is, you know, that's a different level of pressure. None of the players they got from the Reds have been in this.
No, I think
none of the guys they've acquired have been in it.
Well, Castillo has some experience, doesn't he? Postseason or no? I hear that yesterday,
maybe I misheard that. From a year in and year out basis, they don't have that kind of winning culture they've been a part of. And I just think that's one thing that would concern me about, at least when you're dealing with the Rays, they just have it. They've been there before.
Yeah.
But now the Mariners' schedule gets easier for sure, but you do have, I think I looked at it real quick, 7-8 games with Cleveland coming up. Mm-hmm. And I know it's sprinkled in there with Oakland and the Angels and the Rangers and all that.
Finish up with the Tigers.
And the Tigers. But, I mean, you know, I think that they're leaking a little bit right now. Probably expected because of who they were playing. I mean, they're playing the two best teams in the American League. And maybe
even at full strength.
And they're not even at full strength. You know, look at the Astros series. They don't have their best player. And then, you know, yesterday they don't have – I mean, again, that lineup yesterday was just a shell of a lineup. I mean, you think about it. I mean, they didn't have – again, 262 was their best hitter. That was Crawford. Three players under 200. They've averaged 3 runs a game since the All-Star break. So offensively, not getting it done. And, again, I just – for DePoto, I would just say this. Do not waste this moment because you have it. It's right here. It's right for you. Don't waste this moment. They've earned the right for you to do as much as you possibly can and get it done. And I just don't want them to sit here and waste it.
Boy, and you hear that over and over from former players how important it is when they make a move at the deadline. And I know that they were excited about Castillo, but if they could add one more guy to that lineup, that would – they would know that the management and everybody believed in them and felt like they could get it done. And then the opposite's true, too, that if they don't do anything, it's like, really? Seriously? They weren't here to help us out?
Yeah.
So that could backfire, too. I was looking at it, too, Puck. Can you imagine being an Orioles fan or a Red Sox fan right now?
I don't understand what the Red Sox are doing.
They're trading people, and you're going, wait a minute. You guys are only, like, 2 games out of this thing.
The Red Sox acquired Tommy Pham. I just don't understand what they're doing. They're selling, and then they're buying.
Yeah.
They're in and they're out. The Orioles, this is kind of what I felt like last year when they got rid of Graveman for Torre. Like, what are you doing? Yeah, they get rid of Mancini. They get rid of their closer.
Yeah, went to the Twins.
And they just they feel that, hey, this has been fun. This is probably the attitude that the Mariners kind of had last year. This would be fun, but, you know, we're going to move these guys to maximize our potential. I mean, the biggest hang up with Mancini is they can never agree on a deal with him, so. Yeah. They just felt like it was the best time to move them. And unfortunately, it goes to a division rival, which is they're going to, of course, wrap up the American League West. But, you know, if you get in the playoffs, you're going to have to face them, especially if you get after the first round. And they just got a whole lot better. I mean, a whole lot better. All right. It's a Puck and the Go-To Guy, the show about nothing. We're live here at Jefferson Park Golf Course, Seattle Affordable Golf Day. Again, if you want to play at Jefferson Park Golf Course, tee times available after 11 a.m. Go to PremierGC.com, and you can find a phone number for all the courses. They're rolling back to the prices the year that they opened up. So Jefferson Park is $19.15. Jackson is $19.30. West Seattle is $19.40. Inner Bay Golf is free all day long, free top tracer all day long. They got the KP contest at all 4 courses, food and beverage specials at all 4 courses there as well. Just visit PremierGC.com. All right, we move Brad Adam up today from Root Sports, all brought to you by John Howie State because they got a day game tomorrow. We'll talk to Mr. Hare next.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner.
Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
It's time to talk Mariners baseball. It's our weekly conversation with Root Sports Brad Adam. Brought to you by John Howie Steak. Experience the Northwest premier dining experience at the Bellevue Steakhouse Restaurant and Wine Bar. Prime custom-made steaks, award-winning wine, and unmatched service and detail. Visit johnhowiesteak.com. Now with Brad Adam, here's Buck and the go-to guy, Jim Moore.
And again, the show about nothing on the road. We are live here at Jefferson Park Golf Course, Seattle Affordable Golf Day. And again, you can make a tee time. Go to premiergc.com, and they've got tee times at all the great Seattle courses around the area after 11 o'clock. And they're rolling back the prices to the year that they opened. So here at Jefferson Park Golf Course, the home of Freddie Couples. Boom, boom. $19.15. Jackson Park Golf Course, $19.30. West Seattle, $19.40. Inner Bay, all day today, free top tracer. And they got KP contests at all four courses, food and beverage specials at all four courses. If you're coming to Jefferson Park, they're doing a Seattle dog today. That's their lunch special with a little bit of a twist on it, chopped onions, grilled onions in there, and a short rib that is also going to be mixed into the cream cheese. So I'm in. I'm in on that.
Perfect.
Why wouldn't you want that?
I'll try it.
And that screams healthy. I mean, that's what I think. I want, you know, yeah, for someone that's watching
screams.
Their weight, that screams healthy. Wash it down with probably a beer, and I think away you go. And, you know, watch the pounds melt away. All right, joining us on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline, talking all things Mariners. It is our guy, Brad Adam, for Root Sports, all brought to you by John Howie Steak, johnhowiesteak.com. Hi, Brad. How are you? Okay, we have lost Brad Adam. He, you know what? Maybe Brad was thrown in on one of the trade deals to acquire somebody. And I was going to ask him, the first question would be, hey, if we threw you in for the Juan Soto deal, do you think we would have completed it? Because you're a good-looking guy. I mean, you would thrive in the nation's capital.
Yeah, it kind of depends on what the Nationals have on their version of Root Sports.
Yeah, do we have
– probably is better than anything they have there in Washington.
Yeah, let's look it up. All right, Brad Adam joins us here on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. He hung up on us for some reason. Brad, if we would have if the Mariners would have thrown you in on the deal to Washington, do you think Juan Soto would be here?
I think there's a good chance because I speak a little bit of Spanish.
Oh.
So that would make him feel a little more comfortable. I would, you know, fawn over him on interviews. I would talk him up. I think that he would, you know, I think, you know, my kids could babysit his kids if he's got them. I think that we could work out a lot of good things for him in Seattle. I think there's still a chance.
Well, pull it off then. I mean, we should have done it, for God's sakes. All right? It should have been a deal. It should have been
you.
Should have been, huh? I mean, it should have been a deal done. What, how surprised were you of the haul that the Padres ended up getting?
Given up, I was pretty surprised, but you know, that AJ Preller, their GM, we've seen him trade everybody before, and I don't think he minds trading any prospect. You know, thanks for France and Munoz, we appreciate that. He doesn't even care if they're good trades for San Diego. I don't think it's weird, but certainly one way to do it, right? Get the number one farm system and then trade it all for the major league talent. And they got a lot of talent. So, you know, we'll see how they are, you know, now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Clearly not thinking about 5 years from now. I mean, they're all in this next 2 years.
Okay, Brad, we know we're going to see Castillo's debut with the Mariners tomorrow against Gerrit Cole there in a day game at Yankee Stadium. But what about Marco? Struggled again last night. You tweeted out that it was the third time this year he's given up 3 home runs in a game. Do you turn him into a long reliever, 6-man rotation? What in the world do you do with that rotation now?
That's a great question. It's going to be a great matchup tomorrow on Root Sports, Cole and Castillo. Looking forward to that. I think they're still trying to figure out what to do with 6 starters. There was a thought maybe that they could piggyback George Kirby and Chris Flexen and kind of make that those 2 guys start on that day, kind of piggyback each other. I know that the Phillies, at least the Phillies, if not more teams, were in New York watching Marco last night. You know, I don't know. I think they're kind of weighing all their options, and if they get a great deal for one. Maybe, you know, they move them. But if they keep them all, which I think they would like to do, because, you know, knock on wood, they've had no injuries to starting pitchers this year, which is very rare. So I think they would like to keep the six and kind of see where it goes and see what they can do and move some guys around maybe. But it again, a lot of moving parts to this roster, and when it all comes together, it'll be interesting to see how they manage both the pitching and the position players coming back.
What do you think is the ultimate goal here? Is we're less than 5 hours away from the deadline, Brad? I mean, what do you think his number one target or targets are right now for Jerry DePoto in the front office?
You know, it's still got to be offense. It's still got to be an outfielder. I saw where the guy they got from the Mets, Janikowski, has joined the team today. So Mr. Jack Larson is going back to Double A.
That should put him over the top.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Hey, a good defensive center fielder who can't hit.
That's what they need.
But it gets him better. Yeah, it gets him better in the outfield because you can move Kelnick to right. I mean, it's just a stopgap, right, until Julio comes back, until Mitch Haniger comes back, and you hope Kelnick can do something. You know, the offense needs help, obviously, especially without Julio in France. We saw that last night. That's easy to say. But with the pitching, their strength pitching, and then pitching got better. So maybe the offense got better because they're not going to give up. They're going to give up less runs. So, you know, their three or four runs a game might equal more wins now, right, with Castillo. So I think Jerry would still love to add a bat. He's here in New York working with his team here. I know he'd love to add an outfield bat because, again, you just don't know what Lewis and Haniger are going to be like, how often they can play. What can you rely on them when they come back? I don't know who's out there or what the asking price is, but Jerry obviously showed he's ready to trade with the Castillo deal, which I think was a great deal for this year and next year. Two runs with him at a playoff is, I think, more than adequate given up those prospects.
All right, Brad, I'm curious what your confidence level is in Jesse Winker. It seems like most Mariner fans, the confidence level is low, but he had a home run the last game there in Houston, 2-for-4 yesterday. Do you feel, Brad, that he's starting to heat up and we can see the Jesse Winker from last year this year?
I hope so. His timing has been better. I mean, he hit fastball, hit a Chapman fastball for a hit, and had a Stanek fastball for a home run. Those guys, you know, high velo. So it's good that you're on time for a fastball. That's where it all kind of starts with hitters. We just haven't seen, Jesse Winker of last year. Can he be that guy down the stretch? It would be great. I don't know if he can be, but, you know, anything out of him down the stretch is going to be huge for this team searching for offense. If they can't add a bat, it's got to come from somebody else. It can't just be Julio and Ty France every night. You know, Lewis had a home run last night. Good sign. Can he keep it up? We'll see. Winker, home run the other day, a couple of knocks. You know, it's going to take more than two guys for them to get into the postseason. And then once they do get to the postseason, you know, you've seen these teams, Houston, New York, the other teams getting a lot better. So once you get there, it's great to get in. Anything can happen, but you've got to have some offense to win in the postseason because the pitching is so good with every team.
Hey, Brad, when is Haniger back with the team?
Well, there was some thought that Jerry, I know, got on a serious radio show and said he was maybe hopeful for this weekend. I don't know how that could play out. Or because my question is, when he comes back, is he going to do what he does in Tacoma? Is he going to play, you know, six innings? Is he going to DH one day and then is he going to be off the day? Kind of like the Kyle Lewis plan. You know, it's hard to keep two guys on that plan. So I think they need to be sure, and Mitch needs to be sure and confident that he can play nine innings, he could play in the field, and then he could play the next day. So when he's confident in that, I think he'll kind of let them know and they'll plan from there. But this weekend, I think, you know, I know Jerry would love to have him, and I think we all would, but I think that might be a little rush. I think more like still mid-August.
Jared Kelnick has been back for two games, or a game and a half anyway. He's been 0-for-7 since he returned. Are you seeing anything different in those two games from him that gives you reason to believe that maybe we'll see a better version of him this time around?
Yeah, not so much at the plate yet. You know, he struck out a couple times again on breaking balls. He hit a couple of fastballs hard last night, one to right field and one for a double play to second. But I think just talking with him, I just think that he is in kind of a better place. He's more relaxed. I think going down to Tacoma and having a lot of success certainly helped him to kind of just get away from his struggles at the major league level and just go back to having success and having fun and kind of clear his mind. And so in just talking with him, he seems like he's in a better place, you know, and he knows he's got 10 days to kind of prove it here, right? When Julio and Haniger come back, you got to look at this roster. Who are they going to keep? So I think either way, if it goes well here, I think that he's knows he can have success here. He told me that yesterday. He knows he can have success here, and he just hopes that he can do it, you know, in this short time before they have to make a decision on him.
All right, Brad, enjoy yourself out there. Enjoy that day game tomorrow. We get our first peek at Luis Castillo coming up tomorrow in that day game. And tonight, a little spicy matchup there as well as Taillon versus Gilbert. That'll be a great pitching matchup. And then tomorrow, Castillo versus Gerrit Cole. Enjoy yourself. The food, pizza, steak, whatever else you got on your plate out
you
there.
Know it.
We'll talk to you next week, sir.
I like that. Just running the streets, enjoying New York. Thank
yeah,
you guys.
Run the streets, live the hobo life, and get
on.
After it.
Will do. Thank you, guys.
There he is, Brad Adam, Root Sports, all brought to you by John Howie Steak, johnhowiesteak.com. You want to entertain some guests, some clients, there's only one place to do it. That's right, John Howie Steak, johnhowiesteak.com, with the world's greatest steak, the ribeye, the anything you want. You want New York, whatever fancies your – you want a cauliflower steak, they got that there too.
Mm-hmm.
They got anything you want.
Wagyu. Wag whatever.
Yeah, there you go.
Never had it. I have never had it. Yeah, I got to get back to John Howie.
You're
going to
do
it.
You're going to do it. And then they've got a wedge salad, which we like to call the fat guy salad. And I think fat guys deserve a salad. And that's what a wedge salad is. All at John Howie Steak, johnhowiesteak.com. More from Jefferson Park Golf Course. We are celebrating Seattle Affordable Golf. If you'd like to make a tee time after 11 o'clock, you got great deals at all the Seattle courses. Visit PremierGC.com. Jefferson Park right now, $19.15. These prices are all based on the year that they open. $19.30 at Jackson, $19.40 at West Seattle. Interbrae Golf Center, free top tracer. And again, KP contest at all four courses. Food and beverage specials there as well. Please visit PremierGC.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, we're back here at Jefferson Park Golf Course. It's Puck and the Go-To Guy with you here. Seattle Affordable Golf Day, promoting Seattle Affordable Golf all day long here at Jefferson Park Golf Course. Also Jackson and West Seattle and Interbay. They're rolling back the prices to the year that the course is open. So at Jefferson Park, it's $19.15. At Jackson, it's $19.30. West Seattle, $19.40. Make your tee time now. They're all valid after 11 o'clock. So if you can get off work, it's a little bit overcast, but it's still kind of warm. It's a perfect golf weather, by the way. Perfect golf weather. You know it's going to burn off a little bit later. Interbay Golf Center down there in Interbay has got the free top tracer after 11 o'clock today. KP contest at all four courses. Food and beverage specials there at all four courses as well. Jefferson Park Golf Course. Boy, it's I love this golf course. We talked about it last week. I used to come up here and play with my dad. It's great for all skill levels. They got a great 18 holes here. But then if you want to introduce your kids to the game, they have a wonderful 9-hole short course that I don't think any hole is over 100 yards. I think it's all – and then you can play it, you know, up too. So you can play it like from 50 yards. So it's great to introduce your kids to the sport of golf. Their double deck driving range has all the top tracer technology. We'll experience the greatest hot dog in the city coming up later. The Beacon Grill barbecue is open from 9 a.m. To 9 p.m. And because we're right next to it, it's the home of the first tee of Greater Seattle, which is located right here at Jefferson Park. All right, trade deadline. We coming up here at 3 o'clock. We'll talk to John Canzano top of the hour, so we'll take a break a little bit from baseball and talk college football, get his thoughts on what he saw, what he heard down at Pac-12 Media Day. There still is kind of no movement yet. Expansion, TV deals, all that kind of stuff coming up with John Canzano. And then coming up later, unless they make a move, we will have Daniel Kramer from MLB.com joins us. Will join us at noon today, live there from New York City. Might be kind of up in the air if they end up making another move. Of course, the big move today is that the San Diego Padres have acquired Juan Soto for just a plethora of prospects, and so he is off the market. It also includes Josh Bell, who's just unbelievable, first baseman, who alone would have made sense for a lot of teams, just alone. And they get him there as well. So we'll see what the Mariners do. Hopefully they can pull something off here in the next few hours. Blue Jays getting some bullpen help. They have added relievers Anthony Bass and Zach Pop. They're from the Florida Marlins, or the Miami Marlins. So hot and heavy right now is the Major League Baseball trade deadline.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about you when the Padres made this deal for Soto, because they've also got Tatis and Machado, and they're supposedly a smaller market type team,
Small market.
And yet they feel like they can afford all three of these guys.
So
and,
tired of hearing about
they're,
small
they're
markets.
Getting after it. And in Seattle, if you would have had Soto along with Julio, you probably could have afforded those two, too.
There is no comparison market size between Seattle and San Diego. Absolutely zero. Zero. So to watch an organization down there do what they're doing, I think it should make Mariner fans, you can choose whatever you want word you want to use. It makes me angry. It does. Because it's just not a comparison of the two market sizes and the amount of wealth that's in one city compared to the other. Now, is it a better place to live? Oh, yeah. That sure is. But yeah. not in terms of overall wealth. It just isn't. People get so tied up, and I don't get it, with this market size of the TV market, because it's the 12th biggest. First of all, it's the 12th biggest market. That's not small market.
Good and size.
Nor is that mid-market. When you are the 12th largest TV market, that is not a mid-market.
That's above average.
Okay? And then you take the market size out of it, and you just look at overall wealth of the cities. We are a top five wealthiest city in America, and there is zero debate on that. Zero. Tech companies, amount of wealth that people, household income, housing prices, all of it. So, you know, they need to act like that.
So you're sitting there angry right now, though.
No, I just think that they.
You said you were angry, though.
There is a mentality, I think, with some people of it being small. Like, this is Seattle of 25 years ago. It's not the same city.
No.
It's vastly different. It's not the, well, we're just up here in the Northwest. And so I get angry. I get envious of what they do down there. Does it translate in them winning World Series? Well, no. I mean, I don't think they've won any. They haven't won anything, but they are.
No, but
I
it
mean,
sets
going
them
all
up.
In.
Well, especially when you're trying to keep up with the Dodgers. I mean, arms race there in the NL West. So yeah, I mean, they're not giving in.
I just don't. If not today, if not now, if not this year. When I was disagreeing with what I just heard from Chuck and Buck this morning, and again, they're entitled to their own opinion. We all have different opinions. We can't get mad about it. I mean, I differ with them. If this is not the year to go all in, then I don't understand. When is the year to go all in? Because the next crop of prospects that are coming your way are not here for the next 4 years. So yeah. I don't. This core is the core that DePoto delivered and said, this is it. So let's go. You are financially okay for the next few years. You can could have acquired Juan Soto and paid him and paid Julio and still had Robbie Ray. There is guaranteed they could have done that. Guaranteed.
Oh, they could have.
They are financially okay. I mean, it's just they can be these upper players financially. They can. They have chosen not to do that.
So don't you think by the time 3 o'clock rolls around today that we're going to be talking about Castillo and other deals they might have made? And
fingers crossed.
Jerry will say something like, you know, these teams wanted Emerson Hancock. I didn't want to deplete the farm system any more than I already did to get Castillo. Don't you think that we're going to get some sort of version of that? More likely than, hey, we added this bat to the lineup, and boy, it lengthens the lineup, and we.
I think
it might hurt down the road when Hancock turns into whatever he's going to turn into, but
I just think the return of major league ready talent. This is nothing new. This is obvious to everyone. Major league talent trumps any prospect. Always, it's won every deal. It's never the other way around. I mean, there might be a case. It's never the other way.
I was going to say always and never.
But now we've experienced it here, but the majority of those trades, when you get major league talent, like good major, you know, really good major league talent for prospects, it generally works out in the favor of the team that acquired the major league talent.
Okay, let me be the devil's advocate or the negative Nelly here. Even if they added a bat, let's say, what's a bat that you want now at this point? I mean, what do you want?
I like Jock Peterson.
Okay, if they brought him in, let's say they brought him in.
Huge upgrade.
Okay. But do you think they'd be in a position to get past the Yankees or Astros if they added Jock Peterson? A better chance of it.
Better chance, but probably not.
Okay. I don't know what my point is, but I'm kind of looking at it going, well, I mean, Puck, would you be happier if Jock Peterson was in this lineup then and you'd be going, okay.
I'd be happier.
Yeah, all right.
Or okay. Ian Happ.
Yeah.
Sure.
I know what the Braves did last year, and I know that once you get in that, you know, you might have a chance, things break your way. But it just seems like the Yankees and Astros are on a level that odds are they're going to beat you in the playoffs. So should you just be satisfied, though, if you just make the playoffs?
Well, that's just such a loser mentality then.
Well,
so
it is
just because the Yankees and Astros are better, well, we better not do anything.
Well, no,
because we
I
can't
know
beat
they're
them.
Not looking at it like that.
And sports. It's not predictable.
But what could you possibly add in the next 4 hours that would make you feel like, okay, we can beat the Yankees in a 7-game series?
Babe Ruth. All right. We'll pick that up. We got to talk to John Canzano coming up next. JohnCanzano.com, talking all things Pac-12 college football next.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.